leave them at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Femi?
Making news today, President Obama will sign a presidential memorandum later on to extend benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees. That could be the most significant statement he's made so far on gay issues. Now, to get down to the nitty-gritty of what's in the memo, we're joined by Politico's Ben Smith. Morning, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you know about what's covered in this memo?
Well, basically, a lot less than meets the eye. When they announced last night that they were extending benefits to gay and lesbian spouses of federal workers, everybody immediately assumed they meant health benefits, and that's what it said on the front page of the New York Times and everywhere else, you know, for about half an hour. But it turns out that's not what they mean, because the Defense of Marriage Act bans health and retirement benefits for gay employees of the federal government. And so it's things like relocation assistance for federal employees who are moving. It's much less dramatic stuff than one might assume, although it's certainly an important symbolic gesture.
So, in terms of it being a memo and not an executive order, what's the significance of that?
You know, the White House is still a presidential. I mean, it has the same effect. It's something that Obama is putting into law. It's somewhat less permanent, essentially.
And this is the story.
And then they've explained that for technical reasons about this kind of change, it's required to be. The White House is arguing. It says that that's just that it's a technical difference, essentially.
This is a story that you've already reported on. Could you tell, was this already on the president's schedule, or has this been put in because he's had so much pressure about doing something about gay rights?
As far as I can tell, this was moved up after an outcry starting last week over a brief the administration filed in federal court in California, in which they defended the Defense of Marriage Act in very traditional terms, kind of drew a parallel between same-sex marriage and marrying your sister, all sorts of things like that. And then the gay and lesbian community went nuts about that. And there's been and Joe Biden has a fundraiser with gay and lesbian supporters coming up next week in Washington, and boycotts were starting. There are protests being organized, and I think they're trying to, you know, give Biden something positive to say at that event and to damp down this really rising tide of anger.
Well, Ben Smith, what do you have as an explanation for this apparent fact error about people getting it wrong, thinking that there were health care benefits, and then we realize that it's less than meets the eye? I mean, is this a clumsiness in how the administration handled the release of this information, or were they actually trying to get out ahead of this criticism and wanting to sort of pull a fast one here?
No, I think they just rushed the rollout a bit and didn't explain it very clearly initially. I don't think they were trying to pull a fast one. In fact, it had the effect of, for a minute, their gay and lesbian friends saying, ah, good, they're finally doing something, and then just kind of doubling the anger. Because in the email I'm getting this morning, I just got one from David Mixner, who's a very prominent kind of fundraiser and activist, you know, who said, are they kidding us? What kind of reality do they live in? It's like rubbing salt in the wound.
And those are comments likely to be given to Joe Biden at his fundraiser that's coming up, right?
Yeah, or shouted at him from across the street, I think, yeah.
What other kind of criticism are you picking up on, Ben?
Well, I mean, the basic criticism is that he made big promises to, you know, start openly admitting gays and lesbians into the military, to end the Defense of Marriage Act, which would then make these benefits, make it possible to extend these federal benefits. Like, those are the two really big ones. Those are big, big changes that would affect a lot of people in a real way and are heavy political lifts. And the administration just has not wanted to go near them.
Anybody happy about this memo this afternoon?
I mean, you know, it is going to, I imagine, have positive effects for real people. Like, I think I saw an estimate that there are 2 million gay and lesbian federal workers. And, you know, I think it would be a degree of federal recognition for their relationships. I think there are, you know, you have a lot of, I mean, for instance, in the State Department, Hillary Clinton already did something like this within the State Department. And it means, for instance, that if you're relocating to Romania, you and your spouse also get language training in advance of the trip. And that's pretty meaningful, you know, or in access to State Department health clinics, things like that. Like, they're meaningful things. It's just that if you're a postal worker, you can't put your spouse on your health care plan. And that's just obviously the most important benefit.
So we're not talking about healthcare benefits, we're not talking about pension benefits or 401k benefits, but we are talking about other job-related benefits that can be now extended to your same-sex partner.
Right, and Obama couldn't extend those without an act of Congress, but he could try to get an act of Congress, and he has not tried.
Okay, Ben Smith, who is the one of the correspondents at Politico.com, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Time now to get up to date with some other news stories with Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Femi. We're coming up to 28 minutes after the hour.